On about the 24th of October last year, when it all happened, the story broke, it was a radio thing.
Yeah.
And the director rang me up and said, would you do a little lunchtime thing, a little interview? I said, yeah, sure. I said, I'm recording at Maida Vale Studios a series about Sherlock Holmes. I'm playing Dr. Watson. And I didn't quite understand. It was a live program, apparently. I said, oh, right. Lunchtime then. Well, I'll be in the cafe and you can talk to me on my mobile. Would that be all right? She said, yeah, that's it. So there was a sort of, I didn't quite know what they were doing. And then this phone call came through, both of them. I didn't know whether it was part of the program or what. And I heard bits of it, but there was traffic going on. And I didn't really cotton on to what was being said or something, the two of them talking together. And I heard about 10 minutes or 5 minutes of interview. And I thought, hello, they were saying something I didn't quite like. Could I hear that right? It's a bit odd.
So you shocked?
Yeah, there was a bit. I thought that was a bit bold. He used the phrase, "Go on, tell him you fucked her granddaughter." Mm. Now I didn't hear that bit. The fact I could, if I had heard it, I would have thought I'd misheard that. I couldn't have done. Anyway, after the interview, and the producer rang me up. He said, "Was that all right for you?" I said, "Well, it's a bit bold, isn't it?" What I've heard of it, it seemed. Oh, I don't like that. I said, all right, we'll see. Oh, I said, why don't I do it again? Since it was recorded, clearly, I'll do it again Monday when I'm free, you know, give you time. And sort of petered out then. I just assumed that they would cut out the bits I'd
So were, I'd you, heard. Were you upset, or did you just think that's a bit rude, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I thought it was rude. I thought I didn't like all that. I thought just another little interview.
Did you ever say, I think it's okay?
No, I don't think so.
You just said it's rude.
Yeah, I had to go back to rehearsal. When it all broke, at least on the 24th of October, I remember this date, because at night, Melody went to the bathroom, slipped on the tiles, and screamed. She'd broken her hip.
So was she in hospital when all this was breaking?
Yeah, she woke up from the anaesthetic, she tells me, and the television set was on, and she saw what she thought was me being hounded by paparazzi. And she went, what is this? I don't understand. Most of my attention was on Melody and visiting her in the hospital and staying with her when I could, when I wasn't working. But then getting home and finding all these photographers and all that. Endless reporters.
And did you understand what all the fuss was about?
Well, I soon did, yes, when it really hit the headlines. But what was good about it, in a way, it was horrible. It was horrible. And I felt for my daughter, particularly, John Egan's mother, who was coping with it very well.
What, more than Georgina?
I haven't seen Georgina since or much before. She has her own life to lead, which, you know, she knows that we wouldn't approve. And
So you'd not been that close?
No,
as
No, she might say we were, but we weren't close.
And have you spoken to her since?
I've written to her. Just occasional happy birthday or something. But and we were waiting for her to contact us because... we're very close to her mother, Kate, who lives around the corner.
And so all that stuff in the papers about you being terribly shocked about Georgina, blah, 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 was that just...
I wasn't particularly shocked because I knew what she was doing, sort of.
Yeah.
But that there was a lot of misquoting going on. So I kept very low. I mean, I didn't say much. People interpreted that as, aren't I dignified?
And what were you, in fact?
I'm not dignified. I just couldn't... Well, I didn't know what to say. I had nothing more useful to say.
What was there to say, anyway?
What was there to say? I thought, well, you get better quote from other people.
Yeah.
But I came out of it very well. Profiles up, great. Now, the reason I didn't say much is because I'm not very good with being asked opinions. I mean, things that I talk fluently now, more or less. I was upset because Kate was upset, because Melody was upset, and so on. I mean, they did me good. Thank you very much. It's
but that's after you realise that, isn't
that's it? That's after, yeah. Really, why the public were on my side is because, not because of me, because of Manuel. He's the one who's loved.
Yeah.
And the guy who played Manuel has been treated like that.
And did Georgina come out of it well? Did she benefit from it?
She got a lot of money through Clifford, Max Clifford and so on. Mm. I don't know what she's doing. I hope one day we might have a little chat or just... I think she's scared stiff of us.
Mm.
She can't cope with it.
Yeah.
And she puts it behind her, I think.
And has Jonathan Ross asked you onto his show yet?
No, that was a rumour.
Would you go on it if he did?
No, I don't think so. He's very, very quick, got a very quick brain. And he's got the talent. If only he'd get rid of the other stuff, it would be twice as good. But the sexual innuendo and the way he treats his guests, is not good. We watch it sometimes.
Occasionally, he can interview well.
Yeah, I don't think it'll happen. I don't particularly want to do interviews.
And are you swimming in offers now? Are you?
No.
But it has made people aware that, hi, I'm still around.
Yes.
Which has to be nice. It has to be nice, that, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I'm trying to sell a product, aren't I? Like, my skills for what they are. Like, you know, like a charwoman, in fact. You know, she goes around having to char. That's how she makes a living.